David G. Hall joins us. David, I know you're getting ready for the Derby tomorrow, and you're quarter horses at Los Alamitos, right?
I am, Phil, and horse racing, I know you grew up around horse racing, is probably one of the most beautiful sports in the world, and I share your concern that it has, fallen on hard times. People are not enjoying it as they used to, but I think horse racing is wonderful.
It's a great sport, and I'll be looking forward to seeing the race again tomorrow. You had an idea for marketing that you wanted to run by me, which you already have, and also unveil it to our listeners.
I did, Phil. And I want to let your listeners know we're going to begin a new marketing push for the Phil Hendry Show that we're very excited about. We're utilizing what is called enhanced imaging. You do, Phil, a very inventive radio show. But the drawback, of course, is that it's not a drawback, but you're a little bit older, I guess, than most people who are making a name for themselves in entertainment. We want to use an alternative image marketing your show.
Now, tell me why my age, I'm 52 years old, why is that a drawback?
Well, it's unfortunately, it isn't fair, but people see people in their 50s, they immediately make the connection between that and any people who are not really able to do anything, so we're using the alternative image.
It's kind of an ageist thing?
Yeah, I think when people see someone in their 50s, they feel instinctively that person's best days are behind them. And I don't want that because we think the best days of the Phil Hendry Show are ahead. But in order to sell that image to the listener, we want to use an alternative image.
You showed me a picture of the actor Bill Bixby.
That's correct, yes.
So you want to use, you're proposing to use these photographs?
Yeah, those are the actor Bill Bixby, and they're young photos of him. Now, I did some research and found out that Bill Bixby died. So there's no commercial misappropriation. It's the same thing as if you were to go on as tragic as it is, a missing children's website. There are images there that, for instance, I use when I'm sending out Christmas cards and I want people to see a picture of my daughter Cynthia. And
you do not use your daughter's real image?
No, I do not.
Tell my audience why.
Because I'm in the public eye, because I don't want people to know what my daughter really looks like, but I want to send out Christmas cards anyway to people. And show them that she is a beautiful girl. You've met my daughter.
She is.
But I don't want to, for security reasons, I will go onto a missing children's website. I'll pick a picture from there and I'll use that.
Now, the thing that I asked you, a missing children's website is not those children are not yet dead.
That's true. They are technically just still missing. But I think you would agree, and I'm sure your listeners would agree, that those children, when you look at pictures on a missing children's website, I think everyone knows that when they go to those websites, they're looking at children that are probably, were probably dead within hours of their abduction. So I don't think that there's any problem there.
Now, using another man's picture to market my show, is this commonplace or?
Oh, very much so, especially when you're dealing with a person, as I say, who physically may not be appealing. And I'm not saying you're not a handsome guy.
Tell me again what it is about being 50 years old. Because there's a lot of people listening to the show right now that might be at that age or approaching that age.
Well, right or wrong, it's assumed that once a person hits 50, they've pretty much done what they can do. It's not the facts, but it's the perception. If you look at the statistics, Phil, it's interesting to note that most suicides occur among people 50 years of age and older. And so that lends credence to the idea that when you hit 50, you may be washed up. I don't know if it's true or not. I know you're not, but I guess most people think they are. So I guess that on some level it's true. When you're 50, you're washed up. I don't think it's true.
Well, those are people that are disturbed, people who are depressed.
Yeah, but I mean, when the statistics show that most people who commit suicide are over 50, I think that is a statement to the rest of us from those people who have killed themselves. You know, you're right. We don't have much left.
Well, but do you believe that?
I don't know. But all I'm saying is I don't want that image to be projected to your listeners. That's why we want to use the picture of Bill Bixby.
All right. First of all, I think people know who Bill Bixby is.
Why do you say that?
Because he was in a couple of TV shows that were very popular.
Well, you were telling me about these shows. I'm not as old as you, and a lot of the listeners are not as old as you. What were the shows?
My Favorite Martian.
I know that show very well, yes.
Okay. And The Incredible Hulk.
All right.
Okay, so don't you think that people, if they see The Phil Hendry Show, at night, 7 to 10 Pacific, 10 to 1 Eastern, and there's a picture of Bill Bixby.
I don't think they're going to make the connection because not that many people in your audience know who he is. You mentioned two shows, My Favorite Martian. I remember the movie, I've heard of the show, but also The Incredible Hulk, which, you know, it was a TV show from the 70s, which were notoriously, I guess, corny, and I don't think a lot of people watch them anymore. For that reason, using Bill Bixby's picture for your show is a good idea.
Well, then the idea of going to a missing child's website to get pictures of the children to put on a Christmas card representing your daughter.
Again, it's not a misappropriation if they're dead.
But you don't know that the children on Missing Children's website are dead.
I don't know that, but I said to you...
Well, you're making the assumption these are missing children, they got to be dead.
I don't think that there is anybody who goes to a Missing Children's website and looks at those kids' faces that doesn't assume, you know, forgive me, that those kids are in a plastic bag somewhere. Whether they've been found or not. So I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, I don't know. What if one of the parents goes there?
If one of the parents of the children?
Yeah.
And they see their... I don't understand.
All right, suppose you send out a Christmas card with a picture that you took from a missing children's website, and you say, this is my daughter, Cynthia. Merry Christmas.
Right.
What if one of the parents of the children on that missing children's website sees that card?
It's very unlikely. Especially the people that I'm sending the Christmas cards to. I doubt very seriously whether any of them are going to be getting Christmas cards from me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. David G. Hall is with us. He's at Los Alamitos. The quarter horse races are underway, and I guess there'll be big betting, OTB betting tomorrow, off-track betting for the Derby.
Absolutely, Phil. There'll be a lot of people here lining up.
And tonight we're talking about a new marketing campaign which utilizes the images of people who are no longer alive, pictures of dead people, for the uses of living people. And this is a campaign, as you know, David, I talked to you about this. I don't know about using the image of a man who is dead promoting my show, especially a guy that's famous. Okay?
Well, you got to make up your mind. A minute ago, you didn't like it because you was misappropriating a dead kid. And
no, but I don't like that. No, but what am I going to say about that? If you're going to a missing kid's website and taking pictures and saying, Merry Christmas from my daughter, Cynthia, and it's not even your daughter, I suppose that's between you. But when you're saying you're promoting my show using Bill Bixby's picture.
Yes, Bill Bixby was an actor who was very handsome. He had a very pleasant demeanor. It's an image that I want to project about your program because you do an awful lot of satire, you do some pretty edgy humor, and you do things that I think a lot of people misunderstand unless they know it's coming from a guy who means well and a guy that's got a sense of humor and a guy who's just like them. I don't think there's a picture out there that I've seen and I've gone through literally thousands of pictures of people that are, you know, that are dead that projects such a confident and happy and friendly demeanor as Bill Bixby. Then I found out he died, and that's when I said we can use the picture.
What if Bill Bixby's family sees his picture promoting my show?
I don't think it's very likely. Given the fact that he is dead, and most of his family is probably as old as him, if not older, they may be dead.
And what if one of his agents? What if one of his business representatives? You see what I'm saying, David?
Well, you know, we can cross that bridge when we get to it, but I would think... Given the fact that Bill Bixby is a dead man, that they would appreciate the promotion.
Yeah, but you're not promoting him.
That's understood.
I mean, you're promoting his picture, but you're calling him Phil Hendry.
That's understood. But I think given the career he had, and that he's also dead, if you put those two things together, his career, and then he died, that's an awful lot to overcome. So I'm saying, let's give him... You know, a positive spin.
Well, when you say his career, I mean...
Well, I don't think he had the greatest career.
Well, like I said, he had two big shows that he did.
Okay. My Favorite Martian and The Incredible Hulk. Wow. You know.
Well, they were huge. I'd love to have had one of them. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, the other thing, Phil, is that if I could just say...
Go ahead.
We're going to get a lot more female listeners with Bill Bixby's picture on the billboard as opposed to yours. And that's not to say you're not a good man, you're not a family man, or your wife doesn't love you, or that you're attractive to women, but I think there is a standard look that women are drawn to. And I don't think, you know, and, you mentioned one of the courtship of Eddie's father. Did that show too?
Yes, Bill Bixby was on that.
All right, I mean, that's three shows that I wouldn't call all that, you know, all that great. So what we're doing for Bill Bixby is we're giving him, you know, something to hang his hat on. You know, say, I did The Incredible Hulk, but now I'm promoting the Phil Hendry Show, and that's something.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, number of the Phil Hendry Show. Going to a missing children's website, taking the picture of one of those missing children, using it on a Christmas card, and saying that it's your daughter is what really Mr. Hall's talking about, appropriating the likeness of someone who's deceased. Why use the picture of another child to represent your child? Well, in his case, he's a public personality. He doesn't want anyone to know what his kid looks like. But more to the point, how do you first of all know that a kid on a missing children's website is dead and using their picture? Secondly, I'm Phil Hendry. I may be 52. I may be bald, but I'm me. And using another man's picture to promote my show may be misappropriating his likeness, especially somebody like Bill Bixby. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Fair and balanced without the porn. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I appreciate the money.
Because it's a marketing campaign.
Right, it's a marketing campaign for my show, but using somebody else's picture because I'm 50.
Well, that's the reality of advertising.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. David Hall with me talking about the new marketing campaign for my show and that's being used around the country using someone else's picture because I'm over the age of 50.
And you're too old to project an image, Phil, of someone that's still vital. That's all I'm saying. I know it's wrong, but that's...
All right, let me go over to a call here. Kevin, go ahead. Kevin?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
This is Kevin from Cape Coral, Florida.
Yes, sir.
Basically, I wanted to comment on the suggestion of using children's likenesses from the missing children's website.
Yes, sir.
It's really a stupid idea, considering if someone, recognizes those children, they may watch a show like America's Most Wanted, and you could find yourself with police visiting your house thinking you absconded with these children.
Well, wait a minute. I'm using these images on Christmas cards that go out to friends and coworkers. They don't go out to the general public.
Yeah, I understand that. But
so, I mean, what are they going to do?
Watch the show.
They're not going to say... First of all, I think you need to understand, any kid's picture that's on a missing children's website, for want of a better phrase, they're as good as dead.
I mean, well, you don't know that.
Well, come on. You know, I mean, they don't get these kids back alive. You know it. I know it. Kevin knows it. The audience knows it. Secondly, when someone dies, like in Phil's case, this Bixby gentleman... He's not around to be bothered by how I'm going to use his picture. So we can use it to promote Phil's show.
I don't know. His Bill Bixby's widow may sue you.
I did some research, and I don't know that she even... I mean, if she's around, she's pretty old. And may not even listen to the radio.
All right, but what if a grandchild? What if anybody sees Bill Bixby's picture associated with my show or a missing kid? They see that missing child's face on a Christmas card that you're saying is a picture of your daughter. What if they try to sue you?
Well, let them. I mean, first of all, I will argue to the judge, if anything, I have further publicized that kid's picture. In the case of Bill Bixby, I would argue, what exactly have you got against me using the image of your husband who was, what was he on, My Favorite Martian? Come on. Nothing he did. This is way better.
Having his face promoting my radio show is better than being on the courtship of Eddie's father.
I think so.
All right, Kevin, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall with us talking about, you know, first of all, the idea, it's like that guy said, he thought it was pretty stupid because you couldn't have the cops at your door.
Well, you already heard what I told the guy. I said, the cops are going to come to my door and say what? Have you got this kid? No. Well, then how come you got her picture in your Christmas card? I pulled it off a missing kid website. Why? Because I want to use it on a Christmas card saying it's my daughter. I don't want people to know what my daughter looks like.
You said those cards are going out to friends and family. Don't they know what your daughter looks like?
Not a lot of my friends and not my coworkers. And a lot of them, some members of my family, I don't want them around my family. I don't want them around my daughter. I don't want them within 100 miles of my daughter.
Members of your family?
Yes.
Then why are you sending them Christmas cards?
Because it's the thing you do. You send out Christmas cards. But I don't want them near my daughter. I've got family members that, regrettably, Phil, they might be pedophiles. And I don't want them around my daughter. And so I use a picture of a dead kid, and say that this is my daughter.
Why do you send someone who you think is a pedophile a Christmas card?
Because it's custom. That's all. It's customary. But more to the point, Phil, in marketing your show, we got to make sure that we send out a positive message. Pictures of 50-year-old people, which is what you are, right?
52.
52. That doesn't send a message that is filled with vigor and life. What you're looking at is a guy that's overweight and 52. And that's not the kind of show that someone who doesn't smoke and jogs is going to want to listen to, even if it's funny, and your show's very funny.
Okay, so instead you get Bill Bixby's picture.
Yes.
Because nobody knows who he is.
I don't believe anybody knows who he is, no. I seriously doubt if anybody knows who Bill Bixby is. I think that they remember him as the guy that did the, what you called it, the Martian show.
Right.
And they remember him on that, the show about the retarded guy.
But they, what show about, you mean the Hulk?
Yeah.
Why do you say he's retarded?
Because then that guy wasn't, the guy Lou Ferrigno was retarded, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't. He was deaf. That's why he talked like that. But the point is, the man was on two shows that were very popular.
Well, it doesn't make any difference because the Bixby family is going to be very, very happy that we're promoting his face and saying, here's Bill Bixby. You may not know who he is because his shows were terrible, but now he's Phil Hendry.
Yeah, and also the other thing, David, is the fact the guy's got a 1960-style haircut. The cat's got he's wearing a suit and a tie, and all of these things that are not very contemporary.
Well, the thing is shtick, that's all. Believe me, this is the best thing for your radio show, and the thing that's bothering me right now, we're a half hour into this, and you're arguing with me. And that's the thing that bothers me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall on the line with us here as we talk about marketing our radio show using a picture of Bill Bixby. This guy used to be on a TV show called My Favorite Martian, The Incredible Hulk,
what was the one about Eddie?
Eddie's the courtship of Eddie's father. He's dead now, so he wouldn't mind us using his picture as representing me. That means we got to redo our website, and the image is going to be broadcast all over the world. I doubt seriously whether or not we're going to not have to deal with some kind of legal action, some kind of lawsuit, some kind of copyright infringement, some kind of commercial misappropriation issue.
Well, that's why we got lawyers. But I'll tell you this: it's worth it nowadays to at least test the waters. And I don't want to misappropriate anyone's likeness, but we have a business to run, and we've got listeners to serve. And if I want to use someone's picture to promote somebody else, I'm going to do it, and I'll just make them test me in court.
You're waiting for a lawsuit, aren't you?
No, I'm waiting to make money. They want to sue me. That's what you know.
What anybody's picture?
Anybody's picture, yeah. If they're dead.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Will be back with David Hall.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. The The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're going to talk to a gentleman who has worked with the Disney Corporation for a long time, but wants to remain anonymous, though. And this has to do with some of the rides at Disneyland. Disneyland was 50 years old, I guess, yesterday. And with the 50-year anniversary, if you will, of Disneyland come questions. Questions that have a lot of people talking, a lot of people asking questions. We are going to talk now with Dwayne Pinkham. Dwayne is... was better known to all of you as Dopey the Dwarf. And Dwayne, welcome to the program. You there? I can't. Mr. Pinkham, are you there?
I'm saying hello. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil, I'm here.
Okay. Dwayne, the most of the pirates at Pirates of the Caribbean ride, you claimed in a recent interview, are wax-coated corpses. Is that correct?
In 1966, when Walt Disney conceived of Pirates of the Caribbean, it was determined that lifelike imaging was impossible. And that's when we started robbing graves.
You say we, you and who?
Some of the other dwarves.
Sneezy, guys like that?
I don't know if Sneezy was involved. I think myself, I remember Grumpy and the one that, Happy, I think is the other guy.
You guys robbed graves, why?
It was determined that the Disney Corporation could not afford the actual lifelike animatronics that Walt Disney had lied to the press, to the public about the technology available.
They did not have the technology to create lifelike images like this?
Not at that time, no. But Mr. Disney had overstepped. He had made the comments he had to the press. And I had a meeting with him once on October 6, 1966, and then subsequent to that in February of 1967 when he directed us to begin digging up corpses in local cemeteries.
For you said Pirates of the Caribbean.
He didn't say what for. He just said, bring me. I need bodies. I need dead bodies.
Where did you take them?
We were directed to a shed on his property in Beverly Hills.
And you are claiming now that the corpses that you and the other dwarves robbed were coated in wax and then were put in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride?
That is my contention. And, I've got paperwork, bill of lading, and a receipt that Mr. Disney signed for.
Mr. Disney signed a receipt?
For the delivery of the bodies, yeah.
You know, Walt Disney's taken quite a hit since he died. Allegations of being cryogenically frozen, allegations of LSD use. Now you're saying that he had, at his behest, you guys robbed graves.
Well, if the there's an old saying, if the shoe fits. But I can tell you that we did this at our own peril. And if you are concerned with Mr. Disney, consider that we were almost caught one night robbing a grave. In fact, it was Sleepy who almost got us caught.
Sleepy the Dwarf?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He fell asleep. What an idiot.
Are you calling me an idiot?
What did he do? Yeah, he fell asleep. Hello?
Well, maybe you shouldn't take a cat along with you named Sleepy.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't be robbing corpses out of graves, but I did, because I love the man. I love Walt Disney and everything that he was. He gave me a pretty damn good life. I was born with big ears and big feet. You know, come on.
We're talking with Dwayne Pinkham, who played Dopey the Dwarf. And hold on for just a minute, Dwayne, okay?
All right.
Yes, David?
Are you going to wrap this up soon?
Well...
Are you going to wrap this up soon?
Who's this?
It's my boss.
Who are you?
Dopey the Dwarf.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're Dopey the Dwarf.
Phil, one more thing. Grumpy kept mumbling out loud. And that's what also got us caught.
You going to wrap this up?
Yeah, okay, we're done.
Thank you. beeping sound?
This conversation's being recorded.
Oh, okay. Well, it ain't going on any best of tape, that's for sure.
All right, thank you. Thanks a lot, man.
Good twist, Phil.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Can I go back to my...
Can I go back to my soup?
Get out of here, bud. Pretty good voice there, bud. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, we got Clara Bingham coming up in a few minutes here on The Phil Hendry Show to talk about some kid who was using his cell phone at school to talk to his dad in Iraq. His father, an Iraqi army soldier, and he was talking to his dad. I mean, how often do you get to talk to your old man? Now, Clara, and the same thing happened back east. Some kid was talking to his mom, who's in Iraq, on the phone. In both instances, the teachers interceded. This teacher, Ms. Bingham, interceded. Not necessarily because you're not supposed to use a cell phone on campus, but because that kid talking to an Iraqi soldier flies in the face of the students and faculty who are against the war. And the kid mouthed off to her, too. So she smacked the kid's mother. You know, that's kind of a refreshing thing. In other words, kid acts like a punk. Well, you can punish the kid, but why not just eliminate the middleman? Go right to the parent and slug him. There's only one reason why the kid's talking like that, because of his parent. So I don't believe in corporal punishment at the school level for children. I believe in corporal punishment at the house where the parents are. You know, the teacher just come over and like, boom! What do you think of that? I'm sure a riot would break out. I mean, that would be like lawsuits, but it would be refreshing. Love to see that. And also we'll be coming up on the program a little bit later on, an FCC update with David G. Hall. And I'm not sure whether or not, I got to tell you something. Chris Pelt and I are old friends. Chris writes a lot of the material for our show. Not a lot of it, but I mean, I'd say a good third of it, Chris will. And we're kind of like Sam and Dave. Do you guys remember the name Sam and Dave? You know who that was? These were two blues singers in the 60s, and they didn't get along. Now, Chris and I get along fine, except working in the same office, we don't get along. So when he's telecommuting from his house and I'm here, we get along great. And
who's Sam and Dave?
They were blues singers. They were R&B singers. They did a song called Soul Man. If you heard that, I'm a soul man. And they did another one called Hold On, I'm Coming, which I think the Blues Brothers did. Now, Sam and Dave, and if you know this, Sam and Dave didn't get along. Hold on. Who's that?
Mr. Hall.
I'm in the middle of... Yeah, David.
Phil, I'm sorry to interrupt. I mean, I've just did a whole hour with you, but what is that about?
What?
What you're talking about right now?
I'm talking about Chris, who writes some of the bits for the show.
No, I know that, but what's this... something about Hold On, I'm Coming. What is that?
It's the name of a song.
All right, I got to put you on report. I want to see you in my office tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
I want you in my office tomorrow.
Are you going to be there?
No, I won't be there till Monday.
So I'm going to stand in your office for 2 days?
Yes, that's what you're going to do. And then I want to talk to you Monday.
About what?
About that song.
You know, you got to really have a twisted brain, man. That song is a big hit.
I don't even know anything about it. All I heard, we got the FCC breathing down our neck, okay?
Come on, man. The song's a big hit. Hold On, I'm Coming is a big, big hit.
Be in my office tomorrow.
I told him, Mr. Holman.
Are you both screwy? Oh, get out of here.
You know we're getting fined millions of dollars and you're on the air talking your filth?
It's the name of a freaking song these guys did.
Bull crap.
I'm sorry. Get out of here, bud. I don't even want to see you anymore.
But wait a minute.
Get out of here. You've been screwing everything up for the minute you sat down. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello, Phil. I wanted to announce that tomorrow in Santa Monica, we're going to be celebrating the Strawberry Festival. And the theme this year is California, Here I Come. And it's going to be featuring a potpourri of a lot of wonderful, beautiful, fresh fruits and vegetables from around the farm belt.
Okay, that's in Santa Monica?
Yes, it'll be at the farmer's market. The theme this year, California, Here I Come, Everyone's invited. If you're visiting the Los Angeles area, it'll be really good.
Well, could you hold on for a minute? What are you waving at me for? I told you to get out of here.
I'm sorry?
Not you. Hold on. Yes, David.
I no sooner did I tell you to knock it off than who's this woman?
Who's speaking to me?
My name is David G. Hall. What is that?
What is what?
What is the problem?
What did I tell you about this? About the FCC? About licenses? About fines?
What did we do?
What is he talking about?
What did we do?
California, here I come.
Oh, my God.
Why, you filthy piece of garbage.
What did she call me?
I second that emotion. How dare you?
What?
California, here I come is one of the most famous songs ever written.
Oh, is it? Maybe in your sick brain. Maybe in the sick, warped fever dream that you're in the middle of. But all I hear is dirt. And all I know is Clear Channel has billions of dollars of properties to protect, and there you are with, oh, hi, Phil, California, here I come, and hold on, I'm coming.
Are you crazy, man? Those two tunes...
Phil, I'm leaving. I thought I was calling a program that was...
Get the whore off the air.
Whore?
She hung up? Did she hang up?
Yes, she hung up.
What are you mad about?
I'll tell you, you know what I'd do if you were here right now? I'd belt you. I'd knock you into tomorrow.
For what?
For what? I'm trying to do a radio show here with innocuous comments about Sam and Dave and a strawberry festival, and you've turned it into some kind of a $8 billion FCC fine.
Oh, okay, Phil. Well, I tell you what, you just go ahead and do the rest of your show all about Hold On, I'm Coming, and California, Here I Come.
Oh, boy, man. You never heard that tune.
That's another thing. Clean your grammar up, will you? You sound like some kind of a retard off a dock.
You ain't never heard that tune.
Why don't you start wiping your neck down with a sweat rag?
You've never heard the song California, Here I Come?
Yes, I've heard it.
Then what is your problem?
I can't afford to have it on the air now.
Why?
Because people may misunderstand.
Who?
The people that are... Are you stupid?
Hold on for a minute. Yeah, RC, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I'm just calling in to check in on what I heard you, or excuse me, what I had heard you and the men talk about.
Yeah.
I'm in a play at school, and I have a solo in it, and I wanted to double check with Mr. Hall if it's appropriate or not.
What is it?
Well, can I sing it for you?
Go ahead.
Oh, she'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Did you hang up on that punk?
Yes, I did.
Good.
She'll be coming around the mountain.
Hang up on him.
Get him out of here, bud.
He's a friend of mine.
I don't care. We'll take a break here. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. And I'm going to be talking about next hour. Clara Bing will be on.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on for a minute. I just saw a list here of songs that you're submitting for bumper music. What's this come Monday?
Oh, come on, man, will you?
What do you mean, come on?
Will you give me a break? We're going to be coming back.
What do you mean, coming back?
We're going to...
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, coming up, Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher from Bellflower, California, who took a cell phone away from a student today, and it turned into a real contretemps, baby. It turned into a major, major conflagration. Just taking a cell phone away from a kid at school is going to turn into some serious, serious business. And we'll find out how she deals with that when we talk to Clara next hour here on The Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Keep that in mind. That's the all-important number that you call to order your WrestleMania tickets. Get your WrestleMania pay-per-view. I'm checking out our Denver station, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And right there on their website, it says, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, voted the best new Denver radio station. Now I'm really confused. Having never been to Denver, I almost got to Denver because they had a program director back there back in the day on another station we were on in Denver who really wanted to bring us to Denver for a personal appearance. That's the last I ever heard from her. I always love those conversations. We really love you, Phil. We just love you in Abilene, man. We'd love to have you down, have a catfish festival with us, and just sit around. And boy, every year we do our raspberries, and we suck eggnog, and that's just a tradition. Well, that's great. I'd love to be down there. Okay, well, we'll be in touch, okay? You got it. All right, you sure? Yeah, you sure? What? Give me some dates. All right, well, like, you know, next month. Okay, that's the last I ever hear from him. It's just a long, cold, lonely night after that. Just a tumbleweed tumbling down the windmills of your mind. Well, anyway, that's our affiliate of the week. We'll be in, of course, Tucson in June. Next week, we're on the air, back on the air in Houston, back on the air in Portland, Rip City. It's a beautiful thing. Clara Bingham next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.